Of Ramadan, 1445 years after the Hijra of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 29th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Anabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zara Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. ED of Ramadan, continues from the third ayah of Surat Zuhruf. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will cite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإنه في أم الكتاب لدينا لعلي الحكيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وإنه في أم الكتاب لدينا لعلي حكيم الله تبارك وتعالى was telling us that in الكتاب المبين in that this book is a book that is very clear, and he said, "Inna ja'alna al-Qur'an arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun." Wa innahu fi umm al-kitabi ladayna la'aliyyun hakim. That he has made this book to be a reading, and also at the same time to be Arabic, and that wa innahu fi umm al-kitabi ladayna. That when you go to where this book, this Quran is originally, is in Umm al-Kitab. Ladayna, that is with us. And there it is described, or there it has a position, La Aliyun, that is very high, Hakimun, that is very wise. Which means this Quran that we are reciting is not the only reading that is with Allah. Allah has Umm al-Kitab, Allahul Mahfuz, as people say it, Balhua Quran Kareem, Balhua Quran al Majid, Ilohim Mahfuz. In another place, Allah said, no, this is a reading that is majestic reading. The reading of this Quran is majestic. Its reading is majestic. Whether your voice is good, your voice is not good, the reading itself is majestic. If you find somebody who knows how to recite it properly and decently, you will find that the reading itself alone is majestic. And Allah is saying, know that, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَيْهِ For sure, with the mother of books with us, she is أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ, there is a mother of books with Allah, which is لَوْهُ الْمَحْفُوظِ, which is the slate that is preserved. لَأَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ is, this book has a very high place here and is very wise. Because full of wisdom. Because the earlier books that came, each came with Tawheed, like this book came with the attributes of Allah, the names of Allah, like this one came with, but came with the laws that is prevalent to us. Whereas with the other communities, each community has their own different laws. But if you look at the community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's like a community that combined all the earlier communities, all put together. And like we said, the first verse to be revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this Quran start with a Iqra, read, which means reading is very important. And like we said yesterday, everybody should try to learn how to read the Quran to understand it. Generally, reading is Iqra. But in our own case, when we are going to read Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq, we read in the name of Allah that created. We know that whatever we are reading, Allah is our reason for reading it. There is what you call primary reading, and there is what you call secondary reading, and there is what you call tertiary reading. When you come, most of us that are in the university, or most of us that are holding books that you are reading, what you are reading is tertiary reading. Why? Somebody studied something, understood it, wrote it out for you, and you are reading what he wrote. Which is, you are trying to first of all understand what the person wrote before you understand what he's writing about. Then there's secondary reading. Secondary reading is for you to read directly somebody who knows the original and explained it to you. And only the prophets and the saintly servants of Allah knows the original. This is Ummul Kitab, the mother of the books. In case of the first Muslim, Allah commanded him, Iqra, read. It's a commandment, and he has to read. But you cannot read from an ignorant person. Even though the first Muslim is Ummi, he is reading from Ummul Kitab. And when you sit down, as you, your name is Abdullahi, you, your name is Muhammad, you, your name is Yusuf. That is a tree, that is an animal, this is the sky, this is the firmament, this is the earth, that is the moon, that is the sun. All these creations are creations of Allah. And these creations of Allah are designed by Allah, and they originate from Allah, which means they are reading themselves. That's why Allah, when he asked the first person, read, the prophet will read the handwriting of Allah, not the handwriting of an ordinary person. When you say the prophet is Ummi, he's illiterate in reading what people write down, but he is the most literate in what Allah has written down. That's why the Quran came to him, and it came to his tongue, and it came out wearing the clothes for us to be able to understand it. So the Quran itself is having clothes on it, beginning now, having an end on it, having sound. But where the Ummul Kitab is only those that Allah has taken to the level of ma'rifah, of knowledge that is beyond witnessing. Because when a child looks at something, he's looking at it, but he does not know it. But when somebody who is elderly looks at it, he looks at it and he knows it, which means you know after witnessing. That's why at the level of Ihsan, you have Muraqaba, Mushahada, and then Ma'rifah. Muraqaba, you pay attention. In your paying attention, you are looking at the sun, pay attention. You are looking at the moon, pay attention. You are looking at the tree, pay attention. At the earth, pay attention. Even yourself, wafi anfusukum afala tubsirun, pay attention. When you pay attention, then the next thing is that you will witness. When you witness, if you continue to be selfless and concentrate and bother nothing about yourself except what you are looking at, then from your witnessing, then you will know. That's why in Ummul Kitab, that is there, only those that Allah has taken to the level of Muraqaba, getting to Mushahada, and that level can read it. That's why someone like Imam Busiri was saying in his poem, وَمِنْ جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَدَرَّتْهَا وَمِنْ أُلُومِكَ إِلْمَ اللَّوْهِ وَالْقَلَمِ. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمِنْ جُودِكَ is from your generosity. A dunya that is the whole of this world. وَدَرَّتْهَا and what can make it to harm anybody. All of it is from your generosity. وَمِنْ أُلُومِكَ and it's from your knowledge. إِلْمَ اللَّوْهِ وَالْقَلَمِ. That the knowledge is from your knowledge that what is in the Ummul Kitab was brought out. It's from your knowledge. When you say these things, people that don't understand and have refuse to stay with people that understand the question. How can you say the whole world was created, or the whole world was created because of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It's very easy. It's very easy. The Quran said so. We don't have the knowledge, but we are lucky. The people that have the best of knowledge in the era we are in, we were associated with them. That's all. Just like why everybody runs to ABU. Why is everybody running to ABU? Is it because it's the most beautiful? No, it's the prestige and the age, and knowing that the knowledge here is more authentic than what you get somewhere else. So everybody wants to get ABU. It's when they don't get ABU, they start taking somewhere else. The same thing, try to get a teacher that is the best of teachers. Allah in the Quran, he said, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِنَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِي وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said, who is it that forbids the good things of this life that Allah has brought out for his slaves, for his servants, and the sweet things of this life, زِنَةَ اللَّهِ الدُّنْيَا and and the wealth that are the sweet wealth, who has forbidden it for the servants of Allah? Nobody. I is for those that believe in this world. It's for the believers. And who is the leader of the believers? Who is Sayyidul Mursaleen? Who is Sayyidul Kawneen? Is it like you are having the president coming, and you ask people prepare things down for him? They prepare. Are they going to prepare only for what he is going to eat? You prepare according to the people that is going to come, and even beyond it. And when he comes now, you put down the feast. This is roasted ram. This is all the kind of drinks, chicken, everything. He just took probably very little. Those that follow him to come, the moment. Mu'minin, they take some. And those that are, even his enemies that are around, the kuffar, they take plenty. And the rest, they are thrown inside the dustbin. And there you have even dogs, pigs eating. Was it because of the pigs and the dogs that you translate? So this surah is going to tell us, everything you see in this world is because of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, including you. And then this world that you are seeing, that Allah has given to the Prophet, whatever is for the Prophet is for his community, and we are his community. Don't see that the unbelievers are just eating like pigs and dogs. That's what they are. And when food is no more tasty, it has become bad, it's purified. Where do you take it to? Does mean, who eats it? Pigs and dogs and other things. That's why all this haram you are seeing, people that are taking haram in the country, you see, they are taking haram. No matter who they are pigs and dogs. Because it's smelly. People that you see communicating adultery, fornication, they are pigs. A clean person, what is your business with adultery? Something that is smelly. How can you go to inside the gutter and you put your hand in because there is meat inside, you take it and you are eating it? So this is it. So Ummul Kitab is the mother of books, where everything that will happen, everything is there, and all step up from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Noon, wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Allah is swearing by the ink pot and the pen and what it wrote. And all this is from Nur Muhammadi. Whether you know it, you don't know it, that's your problem. That's why the Aliyyun is the utmost in everything. Al-Hakim and is La Aliyyun Hakim and is full of wisdom. So let us all always do a lot of salat on the Prophet. Always try to be selfless. Focus your attention on Allah and the Prophet. You cannot enter this Islam except with La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. If you so dare it, say la ilaha and stop. This surah will tell us you are still going to go to hell. with your La ilaha illallah, except you add it with Muhammad Rasulullah. And the more you add Muhammad Rasulullah with the characteristics of Muhammadi, the better you are as a Muslim. May Allah assist all of us.
أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ
أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. Allah is now asking. We sent our messenger with a message that is divine, is pure, is clear, is sweet, is good. And you are not listening. You are fighting it. Are we going to therefore forget about the message because you refuse and say we forget about it? We leave the message, Safhan, and we forget about it? In kuntum qawma musrifin, because you are people that are engaged in excesses. Because of the excesses, we are going to stop preaching. We will continue to preach. We will continue to talk. As long as our tongue is with us and it is safe for us to talk, we continue to talk. Whether you like, continue to take your haram. Whether you like, continue to do your fornication. Whether you like, continue to do your shirku. Whether you like, continue to tell your lies. Whether you like, continue to go and be backbiting. Continue and see people that are sentless servants of Allah and call them names. We will continue to say what is correct. Allah is saying, "Afanadribu ankum zikra." Are we going to abandon this admonition, Subhan, just to overlook it, in kuntum qawman musrifin, in our recitation? Because you decide to be people that are engaged in excesses, because the people of Makkah, they were engaged in excesses. Till today, a lot of Muslims are engaged in excesses. I have said this several times, the problem of the world is caused by Muslims. Not that they are the one that machinate it. The machination of the problems is by non-Muslims, but the Muslims are the problem. If 5 to 10% of Muslims will be upright and come together, the whole world will change. Let them just come together and be upright. But it is a Muslim that is used. He has no work but to abuse other Muslims. We are hearing of kidnapping. Who is kidnapping? Who are the kidnappers? Muslims. Who are they kidnapping? Muslims. But if you go and find out these kidnappers, they were bought over by unbelievers. And their brain was altered, brainwashed, to believe that what they are doing is correct. But history always shows that all the time, people that do this kind of things, they never succeed. Just like Allah is also going to tell us in this surah. It's historical. You have never seen rebels that succeeded and built a nation. It never happened. You have never seen kidnappers like you are seeing now, or this like Boko Haram, that they ended up establishing a state and become something. It has never happened. Then why would people not take you? So if you go into excesses, the Makkans that went into excess, where are they today? This is a typical example. They were more powerful than you. The alien nations, where are they today? Like Allah is going to tell us. So all of us, let us leave the bad things we are doing. It's foolishness to engage in capital sin knowingly. You are telling lies. A person who is telling lies, is he the idiot or the person who he wants to believe? You telling lies, you are an idiot. If you tell one lie, you need 9 more lies to safeguard the lie, because you will forget it did not happen. But the truth is always there because it happened. Why is it that people don't remember their lies, but they remember what is true? Allah. So, because you are engaging in excesses, if you like, have the houses that belongs to 1,000 people, have it alone. Lock them up. It's excess. If you like, the clothes that people are going to wear, 1,000 of them, you alone have it, is excesses. We will still tell you what you are doing is wrong. And on the day of judgment, They are going to come to you and not only hunt you, they will be there to bite you, to put you in hell, and you suffer it.
وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ
وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ Allah is telling us this message that we are saying now, O Prophet, how many is it messengers that we sent? وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ till awwalin, that we sent to give information in the people that are past, in the first generation. You do listen? No.
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ And each of these nations, no prophet or messenger come with them with information, except what they do is to ridicule him, make jest of him, yastazun, and be joking him as if he is nobody. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, take solace. You are not the first person that has come and people make jest of. What happened to those earlier ones is what will happen to those that make jest of the prophets. Just like Allah has said in Hadith al-Qudsi, man adali waliyan faqad azantahu bil harb. What happened to all those that fought simply servant of Allah is what will happen to those today fighting simply servant of Allah. Before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, all those that you are hearing now are simply servants. If they came before our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will have been prophets. So you have messengers, you have prophets. Messengers, they are 313 in number. The prophets, all of them, they are 124,000. The prophets, they are role models, but they are not to compel anybody. They are not to coerce anybody. They are not to lead any community. But the messengers, they are to lead a community, come out, dare everybody. If there is war, they go to war. That's why no messenger of Allah has ever been killed. But a lot of prophets have been killed. Even Bani Israel at one time, they killed over 70 prophets in a day. But no, that's why again today, the ulama today that is a divine ulama, an ilahiyun, you find him, he will almost be at the pedestal of the prophet. That's why it is said that al-ulama wa rasul al-anbiya, the scholars, the divine scholars are the ones that inherited the prophets. Mama yatihim min nabi'in illa kanu bi yastazi'un. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these people, these different nations that went, none of them prophets came to, except they made jest of him, they make mockery of him, like they are making mockery of you today, and they make him jest of you. If not, how can you contemplate it? That a boy that grew up among you, the most handsome, everybody was indeed captivated with his handsomeness wherever he goes, and later with his habit wherever he went. That to the extent that everybody was calling him an Amin, the trustworthy one. Because of the fact that everybody knew how trustworthy he was. Yet, this man at the age of, when they were rebuilding the Kaaba, at the age of 36 they were rebuilding the Kaaba, and they were having problem, where would they put the, who will put the Hijr al-Aswad back in its place after it has come down? The whole people there agreed that none of them will agree for another person to carry it. Therefore, they should seek a judgment. They said, we should wait. Whoever comes into the precinct of the Haram first should take decision for us. Suddenly, who was coming? He is one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We agree, we are pleased. Whatever he takes, decision he takes, we agree. This is how they respected him. By the time he came in, he said, what is the problem? They said, all the tribes, they said, each one said he's one to put Hijr al-Aswad. It's okay, this is what you will do. All of you, he took his turban, spread it on the ground, Put the heat last one in the middle. It's all of you. Take it by each side. So they all held the edges of the turban and pick the heat last one to his place and put it there. And when he reached there, he took his own noble hand and put it there. So all of you has put it there. And they are giving this judgment. A person like that will now come with a message. Instead of people to hearken to him, because they say, Sahirun Majnun is a soothsayer, is a madman. Sha'irun is a poet. What is all this? Making mockery of the messenger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Today, if you make a mockery of a sheikh who Allah has held, holds in a revered position, you are making a mockery of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because they are carrying the message of the Prophet. Like I said yesterday, you can't say you are a Muslim just like that. You are a Muslim, how did you become a Muslim? It's either your parents put you into Islam or you took Kalima. And if you are going to take Kalima, it has to still be in front of somebody else. Which Quran are you going to read? Which Salah are you going to do? You have to belong to a Mazhab. In Nigeria, we follow the Mazhab of Imam Malik. Not only in Nigeria, from Sudan to Chad to Niger to this Nigeria, down to Ivory Coast, down to Ghana, down to Senegal, down to Mauritania, down to Algeria, down to Morocco, come down to Mali, all are in the Mazhab of Imam Malik. You don't know what they are doing? People like Osman bin Podium, does he need the Mazhab? But it's out of respect for the authority that you follow things. If today you are working in ABU, your head of department said, go and write this, and write this, and write this. You may even be a senior. You will not do it. You have to do it. Why? Respect for the authority. Whoever has no respect for the authority is like a bastard who has no father. You must respect the authority. Don't grow up as a bastard, whereas you are a Muslim holding the Quran in your hand. Be responsible. They make jest of the Prophet's last command. Till today, they make jest of those that inherited the Prophet. And the ulamas, they are the ones that inherited the Prophet's last command.
فأهلكنا أشد منهم بطشا ومضي مثل الأولين
فأهلكنا أشد منهم بطشا ومضي مثل الأولين. Allah said, when they do that, what is my own response? فأهلكنا, we perish, أشد منهم بطشا, the most strongest of them that did the worst of crimes. It's already there. The past, you have already seen the exemplary things we did to the past. Minhum man arsalna alayhim hasiban, minhum man akhazathu sayyatu, minhum man hasamna bihi al-ard, wa minhum man agraqna. Wa ma kana Allahu liyazimahum, walakin kanu anfusahum yazlimun. Allah said, among them is wind we sent, it destroyed them. Rihan sasaran, wind. It will come very cold, destroy them, turn them upside down, they become tatters. There are some of them that is just Angel Gabriel will send to just scream once. The scream is more than a thunderbolt, this deafening sound. It will clamp them and they all die in a swoon. Some of them, we buried them inside the earth. Some we inundated and we made sure that they were drowned. All according to their sin. Therefore, the earlier examples are there. Let us all be very careful. The ummah of the Prophet is ummatun marhumatun. It's an ummah that Allah cares for a lot, because the most beloved of his creation is the Prophet. Therefore, his community, the whole of the world today is his community. But the one that Allah prefers in his community is that one that Allah says, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. The one that is exemplary in behavior, exemplary in the way they carry out things, following the way the Prophet set out things. That's why I said yesterday, there is a book written by Ahmed Bontempa that I recommended. Everybody should read it. Try to live. The minimum you can do. The way the Prophet lived his day, he wrote the book, he said, a day with Prophet last summer. What does he do at each time of the day? Take it. Try to follow it. And you must be humble. If you are not humble, automatically you are not a Muslim. Because the first sin committed is the sin of pride, takabbur, feeling that you are something. Who are you? Ba'alakna ashadda minhum batasha amadeh masal awwadeen. The example of the past, those past people as past, all of us, let us read these examples and be reading. When you are in the school, you are going to read in the name of Allah. Your practicals, you are going to read in the name of Allah. You are doing experiments, read your experiment in the name of Allah. Make your emphasis in the name of Allah. Wallah, you find it is different. And whoever is now reading, your brain is diminishing. Even those reading newspaper are better than you if you are not reading. A day should not pass without you reading the Quran.
ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن ما لكهن العزيز الأليم.
ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن خلقهن العزيز الأليم. If you are to ask them, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولئن سألتهم, these people of Mecca, all these are people today, or all the scientists, if you are to ask them, man khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda, who created these firmaments? This sky we are seeing, all that is in it, and the firmaments and the Milky Way galaxies, all of them that you people you have discovered, who created them? Who created the earth? Layakullunna, they will surely say, khalaqahunna al-azizul alim. It was created by Allah. If it's Allah that created them, then this Allah must be mighty, Aziz, Al-Alim, he must be very knowledgeable. Because in another place, Allah is saying, وَلَا يَسَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَا يَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. If you are to ask them who created them, they say Allah. If it's Allah that created you, then this Allah, whoever created you, has to be very mighty, has to be very powerful, has to be full of wisdom, and has to be full of knowledge. You know, if you have no knowledge, the small experiments you do in your lab, without knowledge, how can you do it? You are holding a practical book in your hands. You are holding the instructions. You are still making mistakes. Those doing dispensary, they go to the lab to go and do dispensary, they will still make mistakes. Just because in following and reading the inferences, they couldn't read it well. And when you see a perfect system working, look at this solar system. Look at the gas inside it, the nitrogen content, the carbon dioxide content, the oxygen content, all kept constant. Look at the day and the night. Look at the dry season and the wet season. Look at the cold season and the hot season. All complementing one another. And you, that you are inside, is changing you and making you to be able to be within it. Then you said, oh, person that created this, if you know it's Allah, then you know that it's Aziz. Apart from the Quran, who has come detailing all these things to anybody? Nothing. Nobody has ever done that. No book today in this world, whether it's a Bible or a Torah, that details the way Allah details in the Quran how He created this world, how the firmaments are, how the rain falls, how the night and day is, how the human being himself is created, how his creation is. So the Arabs, they were sure that Allah created them. Over 90% of people today in the world, or 98, they believe that Allah created them. Some few that are going to say, no, they came just by evolution. Huh? Why is it that all the thousands of years that we have lived, we have never heard of somebody whose eyes have changed? You said he used to have a tail, and the tail has disappeared. Why is it that he used to have an anus, the anus has not disappeared? People just come. The whole theory of Darwin's theory of evolution is meant for ignorant people and for idiots. Because it's a theory. There's nothing that has been proven about it. Somebody just put down, make sketches, and say, because this is like this, so this one is like that, We have nothing to tell anyone that has been shown to have come true. You say it takes millions of years. If it takes millions of years, then how did you know? We have never seen that the mosquito has ceased to be a mosquito. The ant has ceased to be an ant. If with all the sophistication we have and the microscopic cameras we have, we should have seen some infinitesimal of those changes after thousands of years and compare those ones and with this one, and we should know the theory of evolution definitely is true. This world was created by Allah. The human being was created by Allah. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ardi ma fihim. Everything in it, content is created by Allah. If you don't know, Allah is telling you now. The Prophet told us, we are telling you now.
الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهادا وجعل لكم فيها سبلا لعلكم تهتدون.
وضع إنسى أرضهم هرق السماوات والأرض لا يكون هرقهن العزيز العليم الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهادا وجعل لكم فيها سبلا لعلكم تهتدون الذي استس الله العزيز العليم جعل لكم الأرض مهادا that has made the earth for you like a soft bed, like a bed that is spread out. وجعل لكم فيها سبلا and has put inside this earth for you. Subulan, different routes for you to follow. La lakum tahtadun. Perchance you may be guided to Allah that created all these things. When Allah said, "Allazi ja'ala lakum al-arda mihada," when you say mihadan, min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi. First, Allah said, "Itlubul ilma min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi." Seek knowledge from the time you are in the court up to the time you are on the stretcher taking you to the grave. Which means even when you are in the court that you don't have anything, that you are not even yourself, you are supposed to be seeking for knowledge. Even when you are dead and you are on that stretcher, you should still be seeking for knowledge. What is Allah telling us here? So, which means this atwa, it's a bed for us. It's a soft bed that we are on. How can you contemplate it? The earth is just 29.7 or so percent of the whole world. The remaining 71% per is water. It's like the earth is on water. And they said by the fact that the earth is moving at a speed of over 100,000 kilometers an hour. It's moving. The earth is moving as we are on now. But is it shaking? Look at how flat it is. If you step on it, it admits you. If you want to dig it, it agrees. If you take something out of it, it does not complain. This is the earth. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا. Whenever you go to a town, you go to a city, you see, find the road, you are not the one that did that road. It's Allah that did this road. Why? Because Allah is the one that put needs in those places. Here there is gold, here there is petrol, here there are human beings, here there is your farm, here there is the tree, here. You have all this. Then roads go there. That's why whenever governments come, they want to now say, no, you don't have any land, except when we give you a certificate of occupancy or whatever. All these things is rubbish. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever sees a place that is a forest or a desert and brings it to life, then it's his own. As a community, let us come together. How do we live with each other? Not that you said the certificate of occupancy. You just come, you revoke it. You don't care. Allah created the world because of the human being, not the other way. Any person that will destroy lives of human being because of his own project, then he doesn't know Allah. You can't come and make people living in a place for over 20 years. You say it is illegally occupied. No, you are the illegal person. Allah gave it to them. Allazi ja'alakum al-ardha mihadan. Allah said he gave it to you people because you want to build a road, you want to build an airport. Then convince them. Look at China. China, they are not Muslims. There are things they do that we should learn from them. You go to some cities in China, you will find big streets passing and a tiny house in the middle is there. The other said, I will not live there, and they left him there. You know that they said, why should there be a building with this kind of type, you know? The other said, no, this is his building, he will not live here. Whoever owns a place, if you want to leave the place, convince him. And in Islam, where somebody is for 10 years is his. Somebody was in a place for 10 years. You did not complain to the authority within that 10 years that is your own. After you spent over 10 years there, you now come, it's your own. Where were you all these years? Where a person lives for 10 years is, has become his town. If you don't agree on that, because I've seen people here, some lecturers screaming, telling somebody, how can you say you are from Sabongeri? When I'm seeing that you are here, you say, I was from here, then you are not from here. Then you will have told Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's not from Medina. If you are there today, you will tell the Prophet he's not from Medina. The Prophet is from Mecca. This is the best town, the best city in the whole world. He migrated to Medina, and the dignity of Mecca migrated with him to Medina. He used to bring it back, and he said, I'm a Medina person, and he was buried in Medina. You are now telling somebody that because you know him, maybe he's from an Igbo land, and he's now here, he was born here, no, he's not from here. And you say you are a Muslim. Which book are you reading? Who taught you? The whole world is for nobody. It's for mankind. Rasulullah said, where you go, there is nobody living there. It's a forest or it's a desert. And you bring life to it, it is your own. الذي جعلكم الأرض مهادا وجعلكم فيها سبلا. Because of these needs he put in places, there is mining here, there is river here, then everybody will be following it. Then soon, in going for those needs, path is developed, roads are developed. The roads get widened according to the need is. When the needs become bigger, people that are flying it become more, then the road gets widened. That's how roads get widened. May Allah assist all of us.
والذي نزل من السماء ماء بقدر فأنشأنا به بلدة ميتا فذلك تخرجون.
الذي نزل من السماء ماء بقدر فأنشأنا به بلدة ميتا كذلك تخرجون. الله تبارك وتعالى is saying, just like I put roots on the earth to guide you, and I make the earth to be safe and to be like a bed, like a cot for a child. The same way we treat children, that's the same way I've treated you. The same Allah, Allazi nazzala minas samaa'i ma'an biqadri. It's still this one, Al-Aziz al-Alim, that sent the rains down from the firmament, from the sky, but limited. فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. And I use it to bring to life art that was already dead. Kazalika, the way you see it, tukhrajun, that's how you too, you are going to come, you that you are buried now, that's how one day you come out of this art. It is Allah is telling us now. That whenever we see rain, it's Allah that brings it down. From here that we are staying to the sun is 150 million kilometers. 150 million kilometers. But the rain that comes to us is just 1 kilometer to 2-3 kilometers. This cloud we are seeing is just 1-3 kilometers. The plane within the country, it goes at about 10 kilometers. Outside the country, it will go at about 12-15 kilometers, not more than that. Which means whenever the aeroplanes are flying and there is rain, they don't know about the rain because they are on top of it. Most rains are formed within 1 kilometer to 2-3 kilometers from the earth. Separated all this. And when Allah brings that rain, the covering limited, specific, specified. That's why when the rain comes, Allah, the Prophet said, we should say, Hawa alayna, la alayna. Allah, unto, let it surround us, unto the hills, unto the rivers, not on us. Because if it continues, then you are going to have flooding. It will destroy your houses. Till today, whenever the rain is coming, you have to pray to Allah. Hawa alayna ya Rabb, la alayna. And this rain is just around here. What does Allah do with it? Then you find suddenly this greenery, the whole earth is sprouting. Who planted those seeds? Were you the one? You see, only in the farm you go and plant your own. But suddenly you find everywhere is green, beautiful. When the earth is dry, then what is it? It's dry, it's in a state of fear. What at the harsh atom? You see it, it's in the state of fear, it's broken into pieces. When the rain falls, it has that warabbat wa ambatat min kulli zawjin bahij. You find that it springs up with fresh greenery, vegetation, and it comes very fresh. Even you see it, you are very happy. And I said, when you are seeing it, it should remind you, kazalika tukhrajun, you too, you are also going to be buried in the soil like that. And one day there is a particular rain that will fall, that it will make you also to come out. When this rain falls now, when is it come out? But there is another rain that when it falls, human beings are the ones that will come out. So anytime you are seeing rain and you are seeing things fruiting or germinating, it should remind you that one day, Father, I will be buried. One day, I will have to come out of the earth like they are coming out. And that day, when I come out like that, I'm either going to paradise or I'm going to hell. That is not the day I have excuse for anything. So whatever you are doing today, be very careful the way you do it. So let's all be grateful to Allah that has given us all this.
والذي خلق الأزواج كلها وجعل لكم من الفلك والأنعام ما تركبون.
والذي خلق الأزواج كلها وجعل لكم من الفلك والأنعام ما تركبون. This العزيز العليم that created. This one, still this one. He is the one that created pairs, everything he created in pairs. Everything that Allah created, he created in pairs. So that you can think. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And he's also the one that out of the things that are sheep, whether in the air or on the sea, whatever it is that is floating on fluid is a sheep. And he, out of this, he made out of them. And also out of some animals, he made out of animals. That they are what you are going to be riding and climbing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. Here, Allah is teaching us, is training us. Allah said, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ. He is the one that created things in pairs. When Allah says things are in pairs, the first pair you have is binary. When you say one, then the next thing you say two. One is independent, but two is not independent. There can't be two without one. Two is composed of one and something else. So binary is as one. Whether it's one and zero, that's why only Allah is one. Two is dependent on one. One is not dependent on two. One can stay on its own. But two has to be one plus one before it becomes two. So zero is nothing. Zero has to be behind one, then it becomes ten. That's why man ja bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaluha. If you do any good, one, that good can only be good if it has a relationship with Allah, and that's the one. You that you did it, you don't exist. Laysa kamithli shay, you don't exist, so you are zero. This zero is behind it, then you have ten. You do one good, Allah will give you ten. The time you do another good again, it becomes zero behind it, it becomes 100. You do another good, it's zero, 1,000. You do another good, وَلَا إِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَا هَبَطَنَّ أَمَدُكَ. If you make shirkul, then that one is removed. So what remains? Nothing. As a shirka is not, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَزُلْمٌ أَزِيمٌ. One has to be very careful. Shirk is not something to play with. All those that said they are going to soothsayers, they are going to this idol, they are going to this shrine, did they live forever or they died? They died. Some people have, look, I told some people, you will see a harlot. He doesn't know what is idol, he doesn't know anything. He just depends on being his harlot, and he's a rich person. It's better than you, a person committing shirk. Some businessmen don't know anything. They just, it's their acumen. They become rich. You say, until you go and do a Yahoo Yahoo. You go and meet somebody who will tell you, go and bring the part of a human being before you become somebody. Satan has taken you as a slave and you're working for Satan. That's all. And all those that did that, what is their end? That you think your own end will be better than their own end. And then Allah went further. He said, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And from the ship, which Allah is one that taught and maybe knew how to make ship. The first ship that was made by Nabi Nuh. Then till today we are making ship. Then the animals, like the camel, we are riding. Allah said, he is one that makes us to be able to ride it. That's why the Prophet is always asking us to take care of animals. One day the Prophet was sitting down with his sahabas. Then a camel was just coming. Prophet, the sahabas was afraid because the way the camel was coming, and the Prophet was with them. He wanted to stand up and go and stop the camel. He saw the camel, something is wrong with the camel. Prophet, leave the camel. The camel came. And they just hum. Then left. Then Prophet Muhammad said, who owns that camel? He said, it's one youth. He said, go and call him. They went, they called him. He said, why is it that your camel, you don't give him food, you continue to load him. Load that you know he can't carry, you are loading him. And you don't give him food to eat. He didn't complain. Just, oh Prophet, I'm seeking forgiveness of Allah. I will not do that again. And he went, he started feeding the camel and reducing the load on it. If you are going to travel with a camel, don't put load on it until you are about to leave. Sheikh Ibrahim Mia said it is wrong. Don't leave a camel or a beast of burden standing with load just because you don't, it's a beast of burden. Bring the load down. And first Lama said, if you are with this animal, you are traveling with them, you come to a place where there is no, because Allah just told us, وَالَّذِي أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدْرِينَ فَأَنْشَأْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. Allah has just told us, he's the one that makes all these things to germinate and give greens. And these are the food of your animal. If you are going through a place where there is greenery, go slowly. If they want to eat, let them eat. If you come to a place that is desert, there is nothing, hurry up. Have concentration that what you are riding now, they are animals that Allah gave to you. Waja'alakum. Allah is one that gave them to you. Just like this earth, Allah gave them to you. Use it responsibly. The rain, Allah gave them to you. Use it responsibly. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Allah said, do you see this water that you are drinking? Are you the one that brought it down from its store, or we are the one? Are you the one that make it sweet, or we are the one? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we so wish, we'll make it, it will not be sweet for you to drink. If you take rain water and take another water, you find that no water is as sweet as rain water. So when you, these animals, be very careful with them. One day, a man that is known to be a fasik, a transgressor on earth, no good in him. He was coming out in the night and he was thirsty, very thirsty. Then he saw a well. Nothing to enter the well. He decided to take leaves, make them into a knot, into a rope. I was doing it until he made a rope and made a ladder that he can use it, tie it outside, and went inside, took water from the well, drank, and he was satisfied. He came out, then he saw a dog. Dog was panting, no water. He went down again, took his shoe, filled it up with water, brought it back, and fed the dog. He was just living there, he died. Angels of death came, took the life. The angels that take the lives of people in paradise came, those that take lives of those that go to hell came. They were fighting on it. Allah said, he took care of my animal, of my own creature. Leave him. And that is it. So if you also punish the creature of Allah, knowingly, Allah will not leave you. Whatever you see, even a fly, is for Allah, is a creation of Allah. You see Concord, you see this 727, this bone, big place, is a creation of the human being. The toad is greater than that plane. Leave a plane standing, leave a toad standing, let fire comes. You are not inside. Fire will eat this plane completely. But you see this toad to just take up, pop, 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 and go away from where the fire is. Why? Because the secret of Allah is still in that toad. Whether it's fly, whether it's toad, whether it's rat, let alone human being, if you can assist mankind, please don't harm any person in mankind. Don't allow your own inordinate ambition to hurt mankind. Let alone trying to create confusion on the land, bringing this terrorism that people say just because of your own interest. Wallahi, you will not take it, you will find it in court of the judgment. Allah is one that gave us all this thing. He created us in pairs. He is alone. Every atom is in pair. And each pair, because you need the other pair. The man and the woman, they are a pair. The man is incomplete. The woman is incomplete. It's when they come together that the semblance of completeness. But Allah is one, complete, independent, not in need of anything. It's from one that you can get other things. Other things cannot be there without one. So let's call Allah all the time. Let's call the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. And let's know that our work is not in La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah assist all of us. Thank you. May Allah forgive all of us. Today is Friday, we have to go and do zikr. Jazakum Allahu khairan fa tashrifu al-ard wa tabu fadlan wa zkuru Allah kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, is what Allah said. On Friday, after the Friday prayer, spread on the earth, look for the bodies of Allah. Thereafter, make plenty of remembrance of Allah. So that's why today stood in Tijaniya, the Namale Dusikr, after close to Maghrib, saying La ilaha illallah, putting their mind to remember Allah as much as they can. Rasulullah said, Abdal ma kutuhu anna wa nabiyyina min qabli, La ilaha illallah. The best thing that I have ever said, myself and those before me, is this word, La ilaha illallah. Without it, you can't come into Islam. May Allah make all of us to die in Islam. May Allah forgive us our sins. As we are entering the last phase of the Ramadan, may Allah make us to be stronger, to give us health, to be able to fast it. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah increase our knowledge. May Allah increase us in the love of the Quran, in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah increase us in the strength and increase our iman. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulamas. May Allah reward all our sheikhs for us. May Allah reward all the sahabas and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah bring peace to Nigeria. All those intending evil in Nigeria, may Allah weaken them, destroy them for us. May Allah strengthen those that are sitting Nigerians. May Allah strengthen those that are assisting Islam. May Allah strengthen those that are assisting Muslims. Jihad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to stay, what we are going to write. May Allah give all of this to us. May Allah Ta'ala make us to see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah make us to live this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إياكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِياكَ نَسْتَعِينُ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ الْفَاتِحِ لِمَا أُغْلِقَ الْخَاتِمِ لِمَا سَبَقَ نَاصِحَ حَقُّ الْحَقِّ الْهَادِي إِلَى صِرَاطِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ الدَّارِ الْعَظِيمِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ